Go. Hey. Oh, wow. Go. We're under fire.
All right. Go. Hello, Hugh's mom. Welcome back to just one more thing. We got to get this intro done fast because Columbo just starts.
Yeah. Also, wow, man. Loud gunshots. Hi, I'm Andy, your son.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
Hi, I'm John. I'm okay. Neither your son nor Patrick.
Thank you for joining us for a great second episode of season one, Death Lends a Hand. Very good episode, as I recall, and I'm very excited to watch this.
It's definitely a really good title. And it starts with cops, I think, doing gun science, so
yes.
That sounds pretty good.
God, I can't believe Columbo started just by shooting at us.
Yeah, isn't that great? The show's so good.
I feel like that was a really great thing they did in a lot of like 1960s and 70s suspense cinema, where they would just like, well, they would put you in the position of either the murderer or the person getting murdered, and it's such like a perverse and like voyeuristic practice.
Look at these two TVs.
This is the same office from the last episode. This is the exact same office from the last episode. Look at the window.
Look at the window. But there's no TVs in the last episode.
It's the same fucking office.
There's nowhere near enough skulls in this office, Patrick.
Yeah. I'm with John. What is this? Oh, a security cam. I was about to say, what is this terrible security camera we're looking at?
There's something... Why do both TVs show like the same image? Also, that very bad green screening.
Yeah, right? If it is the same office, I think they're shooting it so that it doesn't look like the same office.
All right, this appears to be some kind of important policeman.
They set up the desk on the opposite side from where it was last episode.
Yeah, really just goggle at him.
Look at his bald head. Maybe that's just the same backdrop out the window, Pat.
That's fair. It just, this is a...
Right, no, I get you.
Very similar room.
Are we seeing an oriental butler right now?
I believe so. I think that's an offensive term.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an offensive trope.
Oh, fair.
Oh, wow, he bowed and everything.
No, he was putting something down.
When he was dismissed, he did a little bow.
I think he just...
So is this guy the Green Hornet? Is this the... Were you getting into some Columbo Green Hornet crossover?
I think so.
So wait, what? Is this guy a cop?
I think he's a science man. Yeah, he's a science man. Possibly a doctor science man.
I feel like we're all just going quiet because we're just trying to figure out what does this guy do.
Yeah, I think maybe us talking over when other people talk might not be great, like I'm doing right now.
I mean, that's the premise of this show, right? That
yeah,
we're
you
talking
can either,
over
you
Columbo.
Can either listen to us or listen to Columbo, not both.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel offended if people watch the opening and then come back and restart it and watch it with us talking.
Mm-hmm. So I would prefer if everyone just only listened to us.
All right, that's fun.
He really should not throw gifts at his wife like that.
It was a different time.
Yeah, you know.
Got you a nice dress!
Wapow!
Corners to the temple. That's a pretty dope tie.
This guy's outfit I'm digging. Much more than the turtleneck man from last time.
Yeah, everyone's been pretty well-dressed so far this episode.
Oh, look at those fucking glasses. They're so square.
Oh, he's fucking his wife. So he does have cancer.
I'm still not sure what he does. This is still very vague.
Still
Man, look at that.
Oh, maybe he's a PI.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. He's like a super big PI, and she hired him to not tell her husband that she was cheating on him.
Wait, so is this going to be Columbo out-detectiving a detective?
Just like last episode.
Murder hasn't happened yet. I don't think Columbo gets brought into, like, extramarital affairs. I don't think the police get brought in on that.
That'd be a good arc where, like, he's down on his luck, he got kicked off the force because he made too many stupid conclusions out of nothing.
It's really weird that you assume that Columbo is on the force.
Yeah, I think we established last time that, like, Columbo is probably on someone's force, but it's no one who lives on Earth.
Space Force.
Oh, god dang it.
Oh my god, if that turns out to be where Peter Falk has been this whole time.
That's a good use of Peter Falk. Then.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be like, we thought you were dead, and he was like, I was in space.
Chomping on cigars in a pure oxygen environment.
Apparently her sunglasses were on the table the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. They were getting some nice framing shots with those.
Good job, detective.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
How grateful are you?
Grateful enough to smooch.
Put it away, Weinstein. Oh, is a murder gonna happen because of a very, very needed advertising space in a newspaper?
I doubt it.
This is like a very alien artifact.
Oh, he's blackmailing her.
He's trying to turn her into a stool pigeon. Into a snitch.
I mean, stooly canary.
I need many snitches.
This lady's neck is kind of freaking me out.
I'll stare at it more.
It's because of, like, the vertical strip she has going down in the middle.
Yeah.
Like,
it really.
Is someone playing Discord audio out their speakers?
I am not.
I am not either.
Okay.
Great car.
And, like, great chill car music.
Yeah.
I wish this played every time I went out for a drive.
What is these strings?
Also, apparently he lives in a place with perfect weather. If he can just drive with his windows rolled down in a full suit.
It's California, man. Pre-global warming California.
Ooh. He also lives in a nice apartment, and he's...
This guy's apartment is much better than the last guy's.
Yeah, it's
well,
better thought out.
He has
out.
A
like,
reasonable
a
number of paintings on the walls.
Oh, shit. Is she gonna kill him? See, her neck is too dark.
Is the swerve gonna be that she's the murderer?
That'd be good.
I feel like this is building up to her murdering him.
Nice. That looked like grass fucking shag carpet.
Yeah, the on top of another carpet.
Yup. Baller.
Man, and she's wearing shoes inside. That carpet's gotta get so dirty. It's white.
It's bold. Look, the term is blackmailed.
I really wanted that newspaper ad space.
No, he wants info on a judge, Pat.
So did she change outfits on while he was driving there?
Yeah.
She changed outfits. Beat him.
Weird polka dot shirt scarf combo.
Yeah, the scarf's a little much. Like, it's a little much.
I like that she went to all this trouble to get him to not tell it, and now she's like, okay, I'll just tell it.
She was only willing to get him to not tell it if it was for free. Her marriage is not worth very much to her.
I don't know what to do with my hands. All right.
Oh,
this is...
Commence the shaking.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Bullet time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. I was worried we were going to see it. Wow. Oh, I like that effect. That
He's
was
making
good.
Such
what
a mess.
An artful shot.
Right?
It's very weird how this is like the opposite, where that other murder was like very calculated and prepared.
Right.
This
That's
just a quick...
I told you, there are definitely crimes of passion that happen.
Yeah, and now he made such a mess, it broke his glass table.
Did he kill her with his fist?
She hit the table.
Yeah, oh. she did a...
yeah, just commence
it?
Feeling her up.
She did a million-dollar baby.
He's checking his her pulse.
Yeah, her boob pulses.
Neither of these boobs has a pulse.
Quick.
Wow.
Wait, what are these transitions?
What is
happening?
No, he's got TV screens built into his
glasses. This is what he's imagining. This is what he's imagining he has to do. With his detective vision.
God.
I mean, apparently
he's a crappy detective.
He has to blackmail people for all of his information. So I can't imagine this is very good.
So
this
no
music
one...
is insane.
So is the implication that no one actually hired him to find out if she was having a divorce?
The man did. The man hired him.
Yeah.
And then
he
she
was
found
hired.
Out.
Yeah, she. I guess, I don't know if she paid him, but she asked
I
him
I think
not
he
to
might have
her
contacted
husband.
Her. He probably contacted her
yeah.
and said,
yeah.
hey.
Man, those guys should really just stop staying around and actually do these things.
This is an incredibly long freeze frame with glass vision.
This is a bold move.
Yeah. He's not even they froze the image. He's not even breathing.
Yeah, obviously, but
it's like we now have a glasses shaped vignette around the rest of the movie.
God, what if this is the rest of the episode?
Fucking Columbo walks in with the left lens,
looking from one glasses to the other glass to see another Columbo.
No, I mean much
or
like.
Or better
we're
yet, later
right
in
now.
The movie, they do another freeze frame, and the screen real estate they're allowed to use gets even smaller. Like
oh
now
God,
they can only
glass eye.
Yeah, now they can only show us stuff in the tiny reflection of Columbo's glass eye.
I feel like this is just a confirmation that wizards exist in this world, and that Columbo is a demon.
I need no more confirmation than to.
I like how hard it was for him to get those rings off. That was some like realistic shit that would not be in a movie nowadays. In a movie nowadays, they just slip those fucking rings off instantly.
I love this music. I love this like snappy jazz.
Yeah, a transition from the like deep brass cave echoes.
Yeah. Now it's just like evil jazz.
My favorite genre.
Yo, have either of you seen Rosso Profondo?
No.
If you are into this, like this soundtrack that's going on right now, you should watch that. It's incredible.
I thought you were going to say it's just a guy driving to music much like this.
I mean, I would also watch that movie. God, the lighting.
He's so cold and has no issue with the fact that he murdered somebody.
I mean, if you murdered someone, would you feel bad or would you be like, all right, I have to figure out how to cover this up?
Especially if it was an accident.
If If I accidentally murdered someone, gosh, that's a hard thing to decide what to do afterwards. Because it's like I'm already going to jail.
Or are you?
Yeah,
in this case, yes.
He's trying his hardest not to go to jail. Well, he doesn't realize Columbo's on his tail yet.
Yeah, I mean, Columbo is like watching from the darkness. We just can't see him.
Yeah.
But really,
it's just that Columbo has like an out-of-body experience anytime a murder occurs in the tri-state area around him. So Columbo's spirit is just invisibly floating over his car.
He's
his Batmobile.
Astrally projecting around this man.
Seriously?
Seriously? Perfect crime. The perfect crime.
No one will investigate this.
I would really love it if every single episode we got that shot of Columbo, like, arms spread up against someone's window.
There's that goofy green weed.
What?
I'm gonna be so sad when Columbo's cigars turn brown.
His car is so dirty. It's absolutely... Yeah.
Columbo is dirty.
Oh my god!
Listen, sir, you cannot drive a car this dirty on the road.
He's gonna give him a police... Like, what is this? Hey, just drive... This guy's just driving around town. His car looks like this. Give him this mission.
You know cop codes, you might be a cop. Columbo's such a mess. Look, I'm not used to this whole human world.
God, he has the side mirrors on the front of his car.
You mean like in front of the windshield?
That's such a baller style.
It's very good.
That's
they don't do that anymore.
because it's probably really bad.
I'm not sure if it's style, Pat. I think it might have something else to do with it.
No, that's why it is a baller style.
True.
Columbo already knows what's up. He's like, all right, I'm out of here.
He's like, I get away from these idiots.
My visions. They told me this.
The end. We figured it out. Oh, no. Hey.
I like it. It's like, oh, my crime scene's actually next door. I just need someone to light my cigar.
Yeah, Columbo just wants to toke up.
How can I contaminate this scene further? Do you have a match?
Hey, can I just put this cigar out on this body? She's not using that blouse, right?
I only came here so someone could light my cigar.
Turns out that police cop code is urgent need of cigar lighting. I love how all the real cops just ignore him.
I feel like we should do one episode where we don't watch the opening and just start it whenever Columbo starts it and see the mystery unfold and how ridiculous it is.
Those episodes are going to be so confusing.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I think that would be like a fun every once in a while to do.
Just skip to Columbo.
Yeah, just and then it's like him just like magically figuring this thing out. It's like, where did he get these conclusions?
Why does Columbo keep bullying these nice men?
I want him to turn and go, oh! And just like not realize Columbo was there.
Columbo's sympathy here is so genuine. And like any other cop would be like, the husband probably did it. But Columbo's like, I know who did it. And I feel bad for you.
Here's some cheap coffee.
Did he just retrieve that from a coffee hatch in the wall?
Yeah, it's classic wall coffee.
I know where all the coffee's hidden, sir.
It's like a Castlevania game.
Beat me by like 2 seconds.
Oh, wow. He's so dumpy looking.
Who? The man?
The husband. Yeah.
His skin looks so delicate and spider webby.
Well, because when you get old, you just become fragile.
Yeah.
See, this is actually like exactly what the guy in the last episode is saying. Like, look, just get rid of me as a suspect. Here's all these things.
Here's a list of every crime boss in the nation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the major difference here is that the evidence this guy is providing is not bullshit.
Fair enough.
completely insane lies.
And he has a kind of, like, quiet sympathy to him that you can immediately see Columbo, like, recognizes.
Yes. Yeah. Also, Columbo just believes him right now.
Yeah.
Oh, her name was Lenore.
My name's Poe. Edgar Allan.
There you go. The next one is going to have a character named Benvolio who gets murdered. Well, I guess it would be Mercutio.
Yeah, Mercutio.
The King of Denmark, huh?
Oh, you know, wife stuff. She shopped, she gave money to people, and she worked. Or she did sports, I guess.
God, imagine if Columbo... Is there a Hamlet-Columbo crossover fic that I can write?
Please. Please do it.
I want to see... Oh, man, Columbo could have talked to one of the skulls.
Columbo just said female friends in, like, his pervious tone of voice.
Female friends.
Female friends.
This is depressing.
She loved how pliable my skin was. Columbo stumps out. God, he's so stooped over.
He's almost hunched. He's like almost got a hunch on his back.
House music. This is the house music.
Just eating outside.
Oh my god. This guy lives in like a pleasure dome.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, this the newspaper business used to rake in a lot of money.
Yeah, he's. I mean, jeez. I think he's styled after Hearst.
Sorry, Columbo. I had to clear all my orgy people out.
You caught me in the middle of eating four pastries.
What do you think of my tasteful statues? They're all nude. Sorry, sir. I'm incompetent.
Check out my outside phone.
Yeah, in case I need to make calls outside.
These pillars look like crap, though.
Wait, why?
I mean, that's majority of murders.
Oh, this dude's wearing an ascot.
I mean, he's a rich newspaper.
That's right. His hair's all messed up.
Yes, she did have a problem. It's interesting to see that Columbo tortures any rich person he comes in contact with, not yeah. just the murderer.
I love that he's just like, instead of just saying the point that he actually means, he's like, well, you know, I don't know, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, but
what about
he
this?
Just said
or is that
calls
not a
the
thing?
Police every half hour.
You know, guys, I was just thinking maybe, you know, I'm no expert, I'm no rocket scientist, but I think the murderer might be the PI. I mean, I don't know where I got that from. Don't ask me. I'm just a humble man.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to take me seriously anyways. No one's allowed to take me seriously. It's the price of my powers.
Also,
I'm just goofy.
Also, please don't look at my genital area. That's why I've got a button down low.
It makes my legs look real stumpy, but it keeps my dark secret hidden.
Detective Columbo, it's 105 degrees outside.
Stop.
Now he can pursue his true calling and go ahead and torture the murderer.
See his astral fangs come out as he sees his prey. Imagine like a PI firm of that size actually existing.
Imagine if you were just, oh wait, this is just heavy rain. He's just covering up his own murders.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like it if he started investigating
like hundreds of people.
I would love it if the murderer like started investigating this and be like, wow, it seems like the murderer was a PI. Wow, it seems like he had blackmailing information of her. And then he at the end he's just like, Columbo, I think I did it. Columbo,
did
it was
it.
Me.
I'm so sorry. I know we've become lovers by now, but you have to turn me in. And Columbo's like, all right.
I only started this PI firm to cover up my first accidental murder, and I've been accidentally murdering people on a regular basis ever since.
You have to stop me.
What an incredible cover. Like, what are you doing at the crime scene? Well, I'm a PI investigating this murder.
Just shitting all over the crime scene, just destroying any evidence.
Look, it's my first date. I just started.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I dropped a small, tough cocktail.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I stabbed the corpse repeatedly.
Now look into my glasses and watch 20 minutes of me covering up crimes. Too bad it's inadmissible in court. These glasses only work for me.
I want Columbo to just look into this man's glasses and then just see him covering up the crime.
What's that you got? What's that you got in your glasses? It looks like the whole crime.
Let me do some palm reading real quick.
You know, I used to be a fortune teller with the circus.
I love this.
This is so strange.
Columbo just ferociously discrediting himself.
This is so this time, though. Like,
in front of both the person he's like working for and the person he's working against. I know Columbo's just making this up.
I know Columbo actually just saw that he's the murderer.
In his palm?
Yeah, it's like, your palms form the shape of your victim.
Well, I want like him to go through all this at the very end. Like, no, whenever I did the palm thing, I got one of her hairs off your coat. And that was really obvious that it was hers. He misses the doorknob.
Ah. Oh, that's so good.
That's so good!
Hey, just some of my patented Columbo comedy.
Well, he was like, oh, I know. And then he just steps into the closet and closes the door behind him.
And then just a bunch of yellow smoke pours out from the crack.
Oh my god, I wish I could just uncover evidence by just fumbling around someone's house.
I wonder if this person that teaches her golf was giving it to her.
Her.
It looks like no one's ever used these golf clubs, sir.
It looks like these golf clubs are covered in seminal fluid.
Why does she use condoms for golf club head covers? This is strange.
Why are these all greasy?
There's a lot of lipstick on these golf clubs.
Why do these golf clubs have... Why does this golf club have the words Sex Panther etched into it?
Don't worry, Mom. I'm editing all of this out.
That was actually how the PI found out that she was having an affair. He walked in and she was just kissing her golf clubs.
You are having an affair with a very handsome golf club.
Those mirrors look like diplomatic flags of a envoy or something. Oh, look at this stud.
Mmm. Muscles McPutterson.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Is this what sexy was in, like, 1970?
Yeah, I can't believe that anyone would be attracted to this.
People love dad bod. You guys are being mean.
Yeah, it came back around. I'm thinking more of, like, his hair and his face.
Yeah, like his whole look.
Yeah, of the pants.
The bell bottoms are what does it. Her outfit is equally puzzling.
Her outfit's fine.
He looks like Kraft macaroni and cheese version of Elvis.
I have never seen someone wear short shorts to play golf.
She looks like she just came from her job at Walmart.
Hey, is this like a knockoff Jeff Goldblum?
No.
It kind of looked like it back there.
No, Jeff Goldblum is slender and graceful. This man is long.
Find your pocket, Columbo.
Those golf balls are 50 cents, but $5 for a dozen?
I'm just wondering why she has your name tattooed on her lower back. A tiny little club.
That's a very small club.
It's a kids' club.
Here comes the torture. I say, that's the sign. That's the sign the torture is about to begin.
Yeah. I only got one eye, so I can't do depth perception very well.
Also, when there's not a murder to solve, I stop existing. The guy's like, I'm sorry, I only know how to teach golf one way.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, Mr. Golf Instructor, why are you behind me? He's like, I just have to put my hands on your hips, Mr. Columbo.
I'm gonna go play golf with two coats on.
Oh my god.
This cannot happen. Look how wrinkled his suit is.
Look how ill-fitted it is.
You know, one-handed golf with a fucking scar.
I like his tie messed up immediately. Oh man.
Man, he is chewing the crap out of the end of that cigar.
I wish Columbo was a cop, because then he'd be a good cop.
He's a perfect golfer. His golf game is perfect. He just shot that ball into space.
Oh, I wish that had gone into a hole.
Right.
Like, he's on a driving range, but I want it to go into a hole. I want him to be like, that was the greatest shot I've ever seen.
Yeah. The man just drove 600 yards.
Man, I'm so glad this is before, like, the police obstructionism trope became, like, a requirement in every procedural.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
No one gives Columbo crap about going to talk to the golf instructor. Everyone right. just lets him do his job.
Like this multi-day search for a single murderer.
I would really love an episode where every time Columbo goes to talk to someone, their lawyer is present.
And then he has to outsmart the rich lawyer, too.
He has to out-torture the lawyer. He has to torture the lawyer until he just rolls over on his back and foams at the mouth.
See, if they made a modern one, a modern Columbo, like, reboot, the lawyer would be a lady who is just as smart as him, and they would have to duke it out every episode or some BS.
There'd be so many scenes in interrogation rooms.
Yeah, which would suck.
I mean, his shtick wouldn't really work when you're in a very small room with him. And
yeah,
you're
if you
not
can't
able to
if you
leave.
Can't do prop comedy and other stupid stuff like that, then he is much.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait.
Being intimidating at all works against Columbo.
He looks like a letter courier or something. He's just like, hey.
He's about to serve someone a jury note.
I gotta get back on my bike and pedal out of here.
You got time for little old Columbo?
So happy.
So I have a proposal. In modern, the reboot of Columbo, where he has to talk to people in interrogation rooms, there's always a closet, and that closet is filled with miscellaneous items.
not just miscellaneous items, items related to the case.
and it looks exactly like the door out.
Oh my god! Yeah,
that he came in from.
Yeah, and he just walks in there and has a realization about the case every time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Whoa, what's this waffle iron doing here? You know, this really makes me think.
No leads.
I love that his Columbo's first thing when he got in that chair is to do a little swivel.
Yeah. What?
Columbo always leads off with, like, announcing he hasn't done anything. And then he reveals the next big break in the case.
So I was drinking and not doing my job. What?
Points at unknowable mind.
I'm very concerned.
Yeah, light up.
God, I hope Columbo never has to solve a case where, like, the key piece of evidence is a lighter, because he's gonna get his fingerprints all over.
He's just looking at the lighter and sweating. He's got like an unlit stick of goblin weed in his mouth.
Oh, so he punched her with a ring.
Yeah, or he like backhanded her.
He's laughing about punching a woman.
Oh my god, Columbo, no. This is so much conjecture.
I love how close Columbo came
to actually
slapping
him.
His face.
He's solving his own murder.
Also, clearly demonstrating that he has a dominant left hand.
Like, I want Columbo to actually be like, I had no idea. I thought it was the husband. and him just like to actually be like, oh no, it happened here in my home.
Yeah,
no, it was me. I was pretty sure you solved the case, so I was just gonna confess.
He like Columbo comes and sleeps over at his house to try and like get more work done, but he thinks it's him pressuring him.
Oh, he's sweating.
He's so amused.
He's just like, I'm already really mad.
Just sinking into this massive chair.
Yeah, you go ahead and digest.
Columbo starts to leave, looks back. He's just cramming the envelope down his, the folder down his throat.
I gotta eat this evidence right now.
I gotta digest it. You're left-handed.
Did he not realize he was doing that?
Did he not realize how comfortable he seemed slapping someone with his left hand?
He's ambidextrous. Not true.
Columbo talks about buying property every episode. That is some Sherlock Holmes shit.
No joke. He can never, like, leave the room. He's trying...
I mean, that's the catchphrase, right?
Well, he's doing it in stages. He's right. Removing the hot ads from their flesh slowly.
Yeah, because it's like the whole idea is that it's like, oh, this guy thinks he can kind of unclench. But wait, right. Am I annoying you yet?
I love how many times he misses doorknobs. That's a great character trait.
Do you think that was like actually what was happening on set?
I assume so, but it works so well with his character, they don't need to edit it out. Like, they can keep the shot wide and show his whole body rather than, like, tightening it up so it doesn't look awkward.
I feel like we're, like, heading towards...
Is this dude packing a bug-out bag? Or is he getting out of there?
It sure looks like it. I feel like we're heading towards the tunnel of, is Columbo even played by an actor
solid
in the context of the show?
Nice. It is possible that Columbo just wandered on set, like, what's this? What's this you're doing? And then found out a murder that the producer committed, and then everyone was too scared to try and kick him off.
Start rolling.
Oh, and that, and like every episode, the reason we start with the murderer is that he was actually going to play the detective. Wait, I'm sorry?
What?
I'm sorry?
Columbo, you can't just do this.
I just want him to, like, the seat to just morph into Columbo. Just take his shape, but still the same color as the seat, and then pop into Columbo.
I
get
love
into
it
my car.
When Columbo finds someone he thinks he can really play hardball with.
Yes.
Like, they just stop having rights anymore.
Oh.
Who dat?
He doesn't, have his glasses detectives off. Oh. I thought it was the detective, but he just took his glasses off.
No, I think it's one of his employees.
I would really like it if his car's doors were locked, and there's just the scene we didn't get to see of Columbo diving in through the window.
This guy just admitted that he's not a good golfer, and he only works at the golf place because he's such a good lover.
Nice.
Like, the
he
golf
really
place hired him as a gigolo instructor.
You know what they say, all's fair in Love and Golf.
You did it, Pat.
What if that's the case with every golfer? There are actually no good golfers. No one actually knows how to play the game.
Tiger Woods. Right? I mean, the best golfer in the world is just this.
Colombo had the chance, but he said he thought he was no good.
Yeah. He could never learn.
No. I was tricking you. I just wanted you to admit you had an affair with her.
Like, this guy's relieved that he's like figuring out that he has not killed this woman.
Yeah, like he didn't know.
He got into some lewds, man.
All I'm good at is turning on the ladies. I'm not good at remembering. My whole life is a big blank. I could have done anything.
Like buy a shirt with the right length sleeves.
He has actually rolled up the sleeves of that coat.
Wait, oh, is that? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, sir. Like, your sleeves look fine.
It's a jacket with with cuffs. Like it looks like they're buttoned back.
You know what? I'm sorry, sir. I did not mean to insult your shirt.
Outwitted.
I like how unattractive a lot of the people in this show are. They're like, everyone isn't just like a borderline model.
And yet they all have like really gorgeous wives and girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yep. Welcome to the 19... Is this the 60s still?
Yeah, because of Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it's. I think this is like either 89 or 70.
I can only talk for a little bit. My son is choking my husband to death.
The true, you know, we were just playing basketball and football inside at the same time.
This kid's wearing socks with loafers, like on.
Wow! Carpet. Look at this big boy.
Unit. I want you to end him. End him. Win. One of his lab clones.
Instant cut to gun. I love how this show is paced.
No recoil at all.
He's just really strong.
Oh, wow.
Really? Private detectives avoiding shooting people? No way.
It's almost like you have no police power.
Look at this computer.
I think he just said that they have like more processing power than your brain, which is hilarious.
It's true.
I mean, I saw Johnny Mnemonic recently, and he only had 320 gigs in his head.
Yeah. Can't keep a lot in there. Not in that meat.
Well, how much RAM do you have?
You know, it's very unclear.
The gate must work.
God. Why did we go with cubicles instead of just having gates around our desks?
No, that gate tells you if you've got a gun. Can detect gunpowder.
This guy's just gonna solve his own murder because he just put himself in the worst situation possible.
Well, I mean, luckily there's no way to get around that gate.
That's right. Anyone comes in to arrest him, they're not getting through that gate.
Also, like, as soon as you reveal that this person has a hidden gun, that person's going to take the gun out.
Oh, you're real mad.
Wow, demonstrating
you
a
mad
big temper.
Yeah,
kinda,
you
this
mad,
guy looks like
you know,
Topher Grace.
You know, that's one of the things I said the killer probably had.
Wow, you're doing a really good job of matching my profile.
You got a left hand, you wear a ring.
I think he wears glasses that can turn into TVs. Do you have any of those, sir?
Oh my god, are we going to get an explanation for Cato?
Henry, his name is Henry. You racist.
Hey, Cato is a last name, I think.
Well, Henry might be a last name in whatever Asian country he's from, Patrick.
Oh, yes, the classic Asian name.
Henry.
I think that was an old Han Dynasty emperor.
Most likely. Oh, wait, why was this table set for two? Was he expecting Columbo? Okay, yeah, I think he was.
Okay, I was going to guess that after he eats, he just switches to the other side and eats there, too.
From far away, it looked like Columbo was just sticking a fork in a big lump of blue cheese. And I'm very glad they're not showing it on camera so that I can just
look, he's got
it.
Two cigars in his pocket. He's ready. He's ready to go.
I guess there's a lot of potatoes next to him, so it must be mashed potatoes.
Oh, he must be so excited about that.
Yeah, it's just a big plate of potatoes.
It's just
and
a
I think
giant
two slices
asparagus?
Of asparagus.
Hey, do you want asparagus. Some? Do you want some croissants? That's so much carbs.
Hell yeah.
It may also be something like completely doused in hollandaise sauce.
That's most likely it.
Wait, so it's just like a meat lump with hollandaise sauce on it?
Yeah, it's maybe the most 1960s like dish ever.
Oh, there's a no, they got slices of tomato.
Yeah, he had two tomato slices on his plate.
Do you think this is just like whatever they have leftovers at craft services?
Almost definitely.
What is that?
And they got these like pastries down here on
the
left.
They look like really wide cupcakes.
I think it might just be mashed potatoes with gravy.
Yeah, that
and,
looks
and
like
tomato
like a,
slices.
And croissants.
And asparagus.
Wine, I guess.
As every good detective does day drinking. God, he can make the weirdest burger ever with what he has in front of him.
This is my potato loaf tomato croissant witch.
You know, you could put a little asparagus on top. I think it gives it a nice garnish.
Oh, this is great.
Oh my god, amazing. Join me, Columbo.
We can rebuild this town.
We can accidentally murder everyone in it.
I like that we're only two episodes into Columbo, and already everyone is like, Columbo, you're too strong to fight.
Yeah,
I just want you by my side.
Reaction for the first detective to face Columbo. Like, oh god, I gotta buy him off or something. Thank you for all of these eating sounds, producers of Columbo.
At least you know they're actually eating the food.
Yeah, I like that.
They're actually eating the food, whatever it is. It's some kind of stage food. Food for actors.
It's a bunch of glue.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of dryer lint, and they just put it in front of you. Eat it, you animals.
Act like it's food.
Columbo, act like you love it.
Show us your skill.
They didn't have to ask Columbo to act. He was like, oh, dryer lint. This is the first real meal I've had in months. Bink. Those glasses are just like cylinders on top of sticks.
Little did this guy know, human currency is no good for Columbo.
Ha There's no gremlin weed here.
I would love it if an episode of Columbo ended and it's like the cops just giving Columbo some cigars.
You're just smelling them.
And he's like, Columbo looks at them and says, the contract's complete.
Let me get a little bit closer to you, son.
You can tell that this is like a haute couture jerk guy by the fact that he said correction.
Well, at least he's shit talking his boss.
30,000.
Can't wait for them to walk by the desk where they're blending cases into a kind of smoothie.
Yeah.
It's for the big military boy.
Let me give out some private information. Thanks, David Duke.
Our boss is a psychopath. He could kill anyone at any time. Well, nice talking to you, detective, about this murder.
Oh, I love this.
Oh my god, oh no. Columbo, stop.
Columbo, you can't use your otherworldly strength to catapult this kid into space.
I'm just gonna say, Columbo has now taken this child hostage. If you don't cooperate, I'll keep your child in.
Yeah, that's fine. I want to see him drag that child to hell.
You're coming down. Let me just leave both my hands on him while I talk to you.
Don't mind his eyes rolling back in his head.
God, I would really love it if she just handed Columbo the ice cream.
No more ice cream for you. You get one bite.
None. Is that ice cream for her?
I guess. But that's the kind of ice cream you're supposed to break in half.
Yeah, it is. That kid's just trying to hold dog it.
Does she just have wadded up napkins in her purse?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very mom thing.
That's fair.
You must not have been a very messy child, John.
Columbo is creeping closer and closer to her.
He's getting closer. And that kid's just, like, not eating that ice cream.
And he's just holding this cigar at eye level for this child. This smoke going into his nose.
I love how that kid's there, like, pretend to eat the ice cream, kid. Don't actually take any big noticeable chunks out of it.
He's just looking off camera at his mom. He asked me if I like gladiators, mom.
Oh god, that's awful. Where is Columbo right now? Is this
he's right behind her. He's looming behind her, willing her eyes to fail.
Remember, his driver's license expired.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Great in 2 days. Callback to that earlier scene.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you.
Well, I just didn't recognize this as a DMV because it doesn't project a bad smell.
Oh.
He's got a glass eye, you jerk.
This is why Columbo's license keeps expiring.
Look at that paper printout of the picture.
Yeah. I'm a very big fan of the idea that every time Columbo goes to the DMV, it's on a case-related thing.
And they can never get him to actually get a new card. He always slams his hand down and walks out. Damn it, Columbo.
Oh, so are the glasses at her at his house and she just doesn't realize
yeah,
it? Because
he knocked him off her fucking face.
Oh. Jeez, and with the two guys in the glasses TVs, you would have thought one of them would have found him.
Right, Tula, you could not knock this cup off. You'll be in trouble. Cat was trying to knock off a glass.
Some kind of doily, a radio.
See, well, everyone has napkins. Every mom has napkins in her purse.
She's not a mom.
I mean, she might be someone's mom.
Not in the show.
I mean, you don't.
I mean, maybe during an affair.
Yeah.
Oh no. You're gonna exhume this woman.
Oh. Wow. Hey, Columbo's rich now.
The next scene, we just see his interview with a suspect in front of a like pallet of gremlin weed. All right, sir.
And he's just in like a bathtub with the claw feet, and it's full of money.
Yeah. Now are you gonna talk?
And of course, if he's in the bathtub, it's fully dressed and wearing an overcoat.
Yes. That guy's got a car phone.
Yeah, he does. And it made a weird car phone noise.
Do you still have to spin the wheel on a car phone?
No. This was... Like, look, even that guy's phone has buttons.
Yeah, they have number phones, but it's... There's rotary and numbers. And some people are like, no, rotaries are classic. They're great. And everyone else is like, y'all are dicks.
I hope Columbo's on in the passenger seat.
Oh, Columbo's Columbo energy has ruined this car.
Columbo just slides out from underneath the car. Do you need this? And he just holds a fuel line.
Columbo talks about his time during the war. And then it's just him jumping up and down on plane wings.
Ears on that man.
Oh, please let this be the place where the confrontation occurs.
Everyone's
just standing over the wife's exhumed corpse.
Why is his shirt so wrinkly?
Knocked her contacts right out.
See, this is a great move because he's just flushing his prey, right? Because now this guy's going to rush home and look for the contacts.
I wish that they were all in the car. I really wish Columbo wasn't just in the window.
I want him to just start climbing. Yeah, there we go. Still coming in.
Lieutenant, come look at this dead woman's eyes, I guess.
The funny thing is, I don't know why this guy... Oh, good, a tomb. My favorite. I like this guy thinks that, like, oh, man, these contacts are gonna, like, bury me, but, like, there's still no reason why they would think they would be at this guy's house.
Go vacuum your house. Of course, Columbo, the person who should not have great depth perception, is going to solve the case by finding a contact on the floor.
Oh, they're all in.
Hell yeah. I really did not assume that was assuming to this point that contact lenses weren't invented yet.
Contact lenses have existed since the 1800s. The 1800s, this guy designed them. They were the size of like half your eyeball, and they were literally large pieces of glass. To put them into your eye, you had to numb it with morphine and cocaine, and then you could put your contact lens in, and it was horrific.
Oh my God.
I don't have glasses, but that's how you do it now, right?
Yes. Like, I don't know how this guy doesn't see this, like, just right through this and, like, see Columbo playing his hand.
Yep.
That was just a little too obvious, Columbo.
Yep. Just straight up murderer baiting.
Because now Columbo's like, all right, let's look through everybody's house in the beach to see if any of these houses have a contact lens.
He should just get rid of the rug.
What, get rid of his beautiful rug?
Yeah, he skinned Oscar the Grouch for it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to tell you why I'm here. I'm just going to ask myself in.
I love that Columbo's like, we need to find the place with the evidence before the killer can destroy it.
Right.
He just, like, shows up at this guy's house. Oh, what a coincidence. Of course.
It's
where
so
did that one guy
thick
go?
Thick and deep and impossible to find a contact lens in.
Yeah. Stay tonight.
God, he just came over to terrify this man.
He just came over so he could not find the contact lens.
Menace this guy.
I gotta now get one last bird of torture out of you.
So now he can't get rid of the rug because Columbo's seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only that, but Columbo knows that he came back after that conversation.
Yeah.
Columbo's just looking in the window, like, "Yep."
go throw it into a dumpster, and Columbo just pops out of the dumpster. Are you done with this one? Can my wife have it?
He just called a mechanic at, like, 10 p.m. I just realized that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Was everything 24 hour in the 70s?
I think that was his in-office mechanic, because they had that like fleet of identical cars.
Mm-hmm. Sir, thank you for providing the cot in which I can sleep in this car garage.
Don't call me sir, I told you, only call me daddy.
Yes, daddy.
I love that so far every single murderer we've, like, both the murders we've encountered have had no family or children, so you can't feel sympathetic for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
I mean, that's one of the benefits of targeting rich people.
Wait.
What?
I'm going to sleep in here tonight.
Why would you get into a car like that?
This is where I live now. This is my crime house. This is where I think about what I've done.
There's no contact lenses in this carpet.
I like that he brought like the tiniest flashlight. Yeah.
He wishes what to is step
that?
In.
What is that that he's currently got his hand by?
It kind of looked like a sword.
This piano.
I'm half expecting Columbo to just shut the lid on him.
Right. We got him! We got him, everybody!
That's a good car. Nice car. I'll give you all the pets you want. What's this? Some kind of lens. Lights come on.
Columbo knocks over a... Oh. I was really hoping he'd like knock over like a bucket or something.
Hey, it's me and the whole police force.
Again.
He's so ruffled. Oh, look, he dropped a contact.
No, he just moved it to his inner pocket. In, like, the most transparent conceivable feint.
A dime.
When you really think about it, the only evidence they do have is... I guess they'll check his house and find
he's
all
gonna,
like...
No, he's gonna admit it. That's the thing, is he doesn't care about evidence, he doesn't care about anything. He just wants to bully people into admitting it.
Well, you did. You killed my
wife. I really like the idea. Columbo was a bully in school, but he was a bully just because he was so nice and everyone just had to give their money to him.
And if they didn't, he would just, like, somehow make them, like, realize that doing so was the right thing.
He'd just wait until they did something they feel guilty about, like,
and then just torture them for a whole year.
What happened there? What happened here? Oh my gosh. You're guilty.
Sorry, the police pay me in goblin weed.
Your currency's no good for me, human.
They have multiple officers around the clock guarding the only source of it.
This man is looking upon Columbo with terror.
Yeah. He's like, what's he going to get me on? Oh, he's saying, like, why the car was broken down.
He was a bully.
Yep, we figured it out. We figured out the real mystery.
I really like that it turned out that the whole contact thing was just bullshit again.
Yeah.
And it was just a coincidence that he had a contact lens on his floor of his trunk.
Yeah, I mean, it really didn't, because like, but like, imagine if he didn't even have a contact lens, and he claims, like, there's nothing there, you can't prove anything. Oh, it looks like he's about to just, like, nail him.
Another righteous victory for Columbo.
Yeah, another one closes out.
He collects another soul.
Directed this episode.
Adds another ear to his necklace.
Yep, well, that was the episode of Columbo.
Yep, death lends a hand. We appreciate you joining us for it. I think that this one, well, I think this one was good. I don't think it was as good as episode one. I still think episode one is the best one we've seen so far. I thought that the villain in this one was more like villainy and like angry madman, you know?
Yeah.
Like he definitely seemed more like sinister than that other guy. That other guy just seemed like a
the other guy was pretty sinister.
Yeah, but like this guy,
oh, he was cartoon sinister, sure. This
yeah,
was,
right.
I could take him more seriously.
Like, yeah, and also it seemed like this guy, like, it started with one mistake and then it spiraled into a bunch of mistakes. Like, it was definitely a mistake for him to fucking use his left hand for things right after Columbo says left-handed stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, like, him offering Columbo the job and then just saying, I'll take you off this case was, like, also really, really obvious.
Yeah.
But it had the feeling of, I don't know how to cover myself any further because of these mistakes. Let me just, like, dig my hole deeper.
Yeah. Whereas the guy in the last episode, just from the very beginning, just cracked
right.
himself.
And he kept making, like, instead of him, like, in the first episode, it didn't necessarily feel desperate. It felt like he still was, like, making plans and stuff. He was just an idiot and got caught.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Our next episode will be episode 3 of season 1, titled... Sorry, I should have had that ready. It is going to be episode 3, Dead Weight.
I feel continuously taunted by, like, in my YouTube recommendations, it shows me the one where Spock is the guy who did it.
Yeah, and you keep wanting to see that.
I keep really wanting to see Spock.
Well, don't worry. Mm-hmm. That is only about
a season away.
Yeah, about a season and 3 episodes away. So, 10 episodes. But yeah, Deadweight. The next one is supposed to be pretty good as well. I think this might be the one where it's a boxer.
Ooh.
Can't quite remember. Yeah,
I was gonna guess that it was some sort of fishing thing.
It could be that. I know there's one with boxing.
Oh, does Columbo get in the ring?
Please, please, God, please, tell me Columbo Megaton punches a murderer.
Turns out he's also a genius at boxing, just like golf. Well, okay, join us next time for Deadweight. John, did you want to do your sign-off again?
Yeah, sure. Keep on smoking that crazy gremlin weed, and if someone offers you a bunch of glue covered in hollandaise sauce, don't eat it.